Procedurally, MSP, we did consult with AELR committee staff to make sure we got everything in as requested by the committee. The changes to the regulated farms part, and as I said, there are two parts, handgun permit unit and the regulated farms. I'd like to discuss those first. As previously stated, many of the regs have remained the same, but we've just reorganized the entire regulation section for clarity, also for easier to make it easier to read. Some of the changes were necessary because of the 281. As I said, example is the regulations, the definitions have been expanded. We've created a couple of new sections in the statute or in the regulations, i.e. the handgun qualification license, reporting lost or stolen, and some of the dealer changes to reflect the new dealer law as examples. Now, the most substantive change to the regulated firearms regulation is the establishment of the handgun qualification license required to purchase a handgun. So unless you are exempt or prohibited, MSP is required to issue the license to an applicant within 30 days from the date of application if the person meets certain criteria and they're not prohibited. The applicant must submit an electronic application and either the original application fee of $50 or a renewal fee of $20, depending on the application. The applicant may must pay by credit card, debit, prepaid Visa, or MasterCard. We do not accept check, cash, or money order for process. Several reasons we got away from, or we're trying to get away from this process, is several legislative audits have found that the Maryland State Police has been deficient in their methods of accountability and reconciliation when processing forms of payment. Electronic payment sources provide better accountability. The application process for an HQO. The applicant is required to submit electronic fingerprints to the Criminal Justice Information System and the FBI. The applicant's required to pay the fees for the fingerprints, which is stated in both federal and state law. And the vendor who they get the prints from, they're required to pay a processing fee. And the fee varies from $20, could be higher, could be lower. The processing fee for the background check is a total of $34.50. $18 goes to the state of Maryland, $16.50 goes to the FBI. Those two numbers, the FBI establishes their own fee, and by state law is what the $18 fee is for CEGIS. The applicant, unless exempt, must complete 4 hours of training. There are several bases upon which the applicant may be exempt from training, including the fact that the person already owns a regulated firearm, one of the biggest exceptions. Given that there are over 400,000 persons who own regulated firearms, there are many Marylanders who will be exempt from the training component. The complete list of persons who are exempt from training is attached. There's attachment on the exemptions. Now, the training requires four parts, according to SB 281. Overview of state firearm laws, including discussion of what constitutes a regulated firearm, how to properly purchase or transfer a firearm, where and carry or transport a firearm, when a permit is needed, and who is prohibited from possessing a firearm. Number two, home firearm safety. Overview of the firearm safety in the home, access to minors, locking and storing firearms, and using of safety devices. Number three, handgun mechanisms and operation. Overview of proper operation and safe handling of a handgun, including cleaning, maintenance, loading, and unloading of ammunition, and the differences between revolvers and semi-automatic handguns. And four, demonstration of how to operate and handle a firearm. The proposed regulations state that an applicant's training must include the firing of at least one round of live ammunition to demonstrate the person's safe operation and handling of a firearm for the HQL. The HQL is valid for 10 years. When the applicant applies to renew the license, the applicant will only have to pay a $20 fee. There is no requirement for fingerprints or any additional training. It also should be noted that a person who has been issued a handgun permit to wear and carry a firearm will be provided a handgun qualification license free of charge without additional application or fee upon written request. The next change in this section of the regulations relates to the qualified handgun instructor. The law established who could provide the training required under the law. Per the law, persons trained by a nationally recognized firearm organization, certified qualified handgun instructor certified by the MSP, or a person recognized by the Maryland Police Training Commission may provide the training necessary under the new law. According to the NRA, they indicated they have about 177 instructors. Maryland State Police has issued 242 instructor cards, and the Natural Resources Police informed us they have over 1,000 hunter safety instructors. Instructors who wish to teach any of the training required by the handgun qualification license or handgun permits will be required to register with the Maryland State Police free of charge so that the certification process can be performed electronically. The instructor will still have to issue paper documentation demonstrating completion to the student. MSP has posted on its website a list of instructors who wish to be contacted for training. Any instructor who wishes to be added may contact the MSP. The final substantive changes to the section of the regulations are the requirements placed on firearms dealers. The state police will be required to audit firearm dealers once every 2 years. Firearm dealers will be required to keep an inventory record and allow the state police to view the inventory. While MSP has had very few problems with Maryland dealers, and the majority of dealers are very cooperative, the agency thought it was beneficial that the state has the same authority to inspect the federal law enforcement, the same rights that the federal law enforcement has to inspect. And again, we have not had any problems with dealers in those inventories. The second part of the emergency regulations includes changes to the handgun permit section. In accordance with the bill, several definitions were expanded and training requirements were added to the regulations. A new applicant for a wear and carry permit has to obtain 16 hours of training, and an applicant for a renewal permit must have 8 hours of training. In both cases, an applicant must demonstrate proficiency with the firearm and fire a course of fire resulting in a score of not less than 70%. The course of fire for security guards and other security personnel is the practical police course. The course for other permit holders will be a course of fire of at least 25 rounds, but at no greater distance from the target than 15 yards. Licensing Division recently conducted 5 training seminars for law enforcement and dealers throughout the state. Throughout the training, there were several questions and discussions about compliance with the legislation. One of the most frequent topics of discussion was the training component required for the handgun qualification license. In 2 regions, we were told by individual trainers that 1 round for the handgun qualification license is not nearly enough to demonstrate the person's orientation with the firearm, and that MSP should require more. We did express that an instructor, before signing off on a student, could require additional rounds to satisfy the instructor. However, the 1 round, what we believe, meets the requirement to demonstrate proper operation and handling of a firearm, not proficiency. In order to assist instructors and the public, MSP has developed a basic course of instruction for use by any instructor. It is not a mandate, but a sample course. Also, it should be noted that the National Rifle Association has a 4-hour course, which, if the Maryland law was added to its curriculum, would meet the requirements of SB 281. The National Rifle Association actually has several courses that, once a Maryland component is added, Maryland law component is added, it'll meet the requirements of the new law. MSP has also received correspondence from Senator Jacobs regarding a change in the handgun permit regulations. After review with committee staff, it was determined that her request could be accommodated, and committee staff made few other formatting and or clarifying changes, which you previously mentioned, Mr. Chairman. And in the testimony, you'll see that there are 4 changes that have occurred. On page 4, I provide the 4 changes that occurred between the 2 sets. It should be noted that the chairman has mentioned there is another set of regulations which are following the normal non-emergency AELR process. They were published. The regulations are available for review and public comment. We are receiving public comment on those. If any additional changes are required, we will have plenty of time to make the recommended changes on the regular course of regulations. And for right now, that'll end my statement. There are some questions, I'm sure.
Mr. Bowen, do you wish to speak, or you just want to respond to questions?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I don't have anything to add to the initial statement.
Are there questions from the members? Could you pull the mic closer?
No.
Oh, you were me.
I said I don't have anything to add to Mr. Williams' statement.
Delegate Smigel.